prejudice toward parapsychology really came to disturb me when I saw it firsthand.
Today we're joined by Dr. Eric Wargo, anthropologist, science writer, and the author of 5 books on one of the most taboo ideas in science, the possibility that the future can influence the present. Eric came to this work through a personal UFO sighting in 2009, which cracked open his skepticism and sent him deep into parapsychology literature, where he found something he couldn't ignore. What emerged is a genuinely original framework. The precognition is real, that it's grounded in the physics of Einstein's black universe, and that we're not seeing the future so much as pre-remembering it.
After I had my UFO sighting, which we can talk about,
sure.
I was reading, you know, Jacques Vallée, and he's talking about psychic phenomena, and like they're real, and here's this smart guy, you know, taking this subject seriously.
I wasn't sure you'd be okay with the UFO story, so I was excited that you would be.
You know, it was a sighting of two orbs sort of dancing with each other and moving across the sky. This was in Philly,
okay,
on July 4th, 2009. The fact that this topic dovetails with parapsychology in so many ways, and the fact that you had really smart people like Jacques Vallée talking about psychic phenomena that occur often in conjunction with UFO encounters, that was the paradigm shift. I assume that the universe is teeming with civilizations at many, way, way, way more advanced than ours. We're living in a surveillance universe. The reality of time travel, the fact that it is technologically going to be possible, and if it's going to be possible, then it already exists.
Right.
I think there are all kinds of reasons that that hypothesis should be front and center.
Well, if you're working on anti-gravity, you're working on
time. You're working on time.
Right.
Right. Right. These are all connected. That behavior of objects appearing from nothing and splitting into two or merging and disappearing, that is consistent with a single object traveling, reversing its course in time. When Einstein published his first paper on special relativity, and his math teacher, Hermann Minkowski, saw the implications of what he was saying. If this is true, there is a point of view that from which it's actually in the past, and it's already happened. So just as we think of the past as solid and fixed, the future is also solid and fixed. And what he called this was the space-time continuum. It's come to be called the block universe.
But your future is pulling you toward this result.
Yes, that's what I'm arguing a lot, what more and more physicists are arguing. What the f- is going on here?
We're going to say that a lot today, I think.
Okay, excellent.